Thanks for joining me, Sunshine. Just gone 4:30 on the Tuesday. I can tell you that I've never known heat like this in the Western Cape. It's unbelievable, but it bodes well for the weekend because we have to choose our final stand, Custer's last stand, as they say. If we try and do that every day on the racing front, we'll go one way, and that's Boy Scout. But Saturday, my goodness me, are we going to give it a go then? Racing on Wednesday, the 30th of November, is now at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Due to the pen reading at Hollywood Bets Scottsville, they have switched venues. Tomorrow is the 30th of November. It's your last opportunity to take advantage of that 15% discount, bonus, I should say, with Hollywood Bets. 15% bonus is the story there on all deposits up to 20,000 to an amount of 3,000 Rand. You can use that bonus on the sport, lucky numbers, as well as horse racing. So that ends tomorrow, the 30th. This is a very tricky card. Let's hope we have a good one. It's the live streaming www.galloptv.co.za over 1,000 metres maiden plate, which starts us off at 12:30 with Champion Punters Challenge selections needing to be in by 12:25. This is the start of the buy pot. Now, the Johan Jensen van Vieren Yard have one runner. Keegan DeMello is engaged to ride a debutante. There's no comments. I believe this is a first foal, so there's not much guidance. But in the betting is now at 2.5 joint favourite, www.hollywoodbets.net as their bet. Willow Creek, number 3, 2.5. And number 10, Storm's Power, is at 2.5. Now, that's from the Peter Musket Yard. He's got some nice runners on the program. We've said it many times. Top class is Peter Musket. Good to see him have a winner for the Hollywood Syndicate over the weekend. Number two, Guess Getterix, I believe, has earned stake money, maiden stake money of about 116,000. Recently has been running third, consecutive thirds. A little bit too expensive to follow, certainly in the past, and is well tried. There's one also I do want to mention, and that is number six, Honey Land, who's having the second run after the rest. The Blinkers, last time out, they had the blinkers on. In fact, for two runs, they had the blinkers on. And if you look at the form, you'll note that the worst runs were with the headgear. So the blinkers have now been removed. That one is from the Glen Cotson Yard at 7.14. I like that a little bit. I'm going 10-6-2-3. 10-6-2-3 in race one. Honeyland of place at the moment is at about 1.25. So that's buy pot time at Hollywood Bets Greyville. The second race is the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, run over 5 furlongs. This is a merit-rated 90 handicap at 1:05. And the betting on the first leg of the place accumulator reads as follows. We've got a small field here. There's a scratching. You can take out number 4, Hot Strike. Number 1, Get in the Queue, has won the last two, is quoted at 2-1. Number 3, Winter Baron, is 3.03. Franz Lehar. The Garth Puller Yard have a strong hand here. They saddle the second and third favourites. Franz Lehar is at 3.57. Last time out, Franz Lehar was slow. Now, that horse ran at Greyville. Didn't run too well. Winter Baron also disappointing at Greyville last time out, but I think both of them will improve in a small field like this against the opposition, and I'm going strong with the Puller stable with the 3, Winter Baron, in front of the 6, Franz Lehar, the 1, Get in the Queue, and the 7. 3-6-1-7. Race 3 is the form guide, www.gallop.co.za. It's run over the distance of 6 furlongs. We've gone on to another maiden plate. The betting here reads as follows. Now, again, we've got a debutante, and that is number 10 on the card, who's Gold Index. Will run well if not green, is the stable comment there. You've also got another debutante who is number 8, Don't Stop Me Now, from the Andre Nell Yard. I saw that this one is related to Chew Barker and also a horse called Liddy Bell, who actually won on debut. The comment there says, nice type, stamina pedigree, but should be running on. So take note of that. By the way, I see this horse Super Fast, who is at 5.56, the last form line for me. That didn't make appeal because there have been 10 runners, 2 places only. This horse number 7, Future of Energy, last time out ran in a listed race. If you go back in the form, you'll see at one stage was third, 2.10 lengths behind cousin Casey, is back in the maidens, and I think that could be the way to go with Mr. DeMello. Number seven, Future of Energies, 4-1 a win. A place is very short, 5-10. So 7-1-11-10. 7-1-11-10 does it in the third. The fourth race is the first leg of the jackpot. It's a maiden plate, open a tab gold account. And the betting on the fourth race reads as follows. Majestic Warrior, we've been for this one before. Peter Musket has an exceptionally strong hand. He's got the favourite and he's got the third favourite, or joint second favourite, I should say, are Vernie King. Selection for me, I'm staying with Majestic Warrior. That actually owes me at 1.33 from the stable companion, the two, then the one and the four. 8-2-1-4 in race four. So we go on to the fifth race, which is a merit rated 72 handicap. Please note race five has now run over 1,800 metres with a change of venue. That's very important. And so too race four, getting back to the fourth race, upped by 50 metres to 1,800. Race five, I sat on this race for a long time. Quite frankly, I couldn't make head or tail of it. I thought it was very open and tricky. I'm not going to mention much here. I'm going with Pewter Sky at 3.57. I like a bit of two, Walton Hall, who is at 7.14 to improve with Musi Yerny aboard. That hasn't won, though, for 577 days. Then the 10 after that, who's over the page, at least in the winning form. That's El Rey Ven, who, by the way, is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, and I see there's an update. This horse has now been gelded, so note that actually won the maiden course and distance, and then the 8. 5, 2, 10, 8. Race 6 is a graduation plate over 1,600 metres, Tab Gold Intelligent Bet. Note once again, the distance change there from 1,500 to 1,600. This favourite is at 5-10, Captain Casey. Best weighted, though, by an absolute mile in this race is Captain Casey. So short price favourite, looks the business. Iron Will, by the way, Iron Will was a winner that time. We liked Iron Will, beat Money Heist a short head. I see Money Heist, in fact, ran just the other day in that feature race. The Punters' Cup, was it? And finished only four and a bit lengths behind Cousin Casey. So for me, this is an exacta race. 3-1 and then the 4-7. But strong preference for the 3-1. Race 7, the Tower Gold Soccer 6, score 10. Or score 6, score 10. Fillies and Mares 85 handicap over 1,400 metres, race 7. I Am Regal used to be at Paul Peters, 3.57-1. Harley's Fate is 3.57. They're joint favourites. If this meeting had run at the venue where it was originally carded at Hollywood, but Scottsville, I would have gone with Lady Serena, exceptionally strong. Because I tell you why, it's that runaway song form line. If you go back three runs, actually bled on that occasion, was suspended, has come out and run places. But that runaway song form line is very strong and was up against the boys. In fact, that horse owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, Miller Zenzi, Yoko de Duma, won out of that form line on the weekend. I'm going to Lady Serena from 875 to 875. We go on to race 8, the Hollywood Bets Bright Future, run over 1,200 metres, which is off at 1640. And yeah, John Dunbar is at 4-1. I'll be quite frank with you. I went through the form. I couldn't make much of a case for it, but it's 4-1. One preemptive strike is 4.55. Mount Greylock is 5-1. I think you have to play a very wide jump. I'm going 5, Mount Greylock from the 4, who is John Dunbar. Then the 7 after that and the 9. 5-4-7-9. My goodness me. I do apologise, but I can tell you it's sweltering. And I'm sitting behind the camera. It's a massive window, so I've got the sun glaring down on me. I'm dying. Yeah, it's like something out of a horror movie, but I actually have to wipe my forehead, believe it or not, and have a sip of Coke. But the weekend is looking smashing, sunshines. We're off to Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Hopefully we can make a few pound on the Wednesday and we'll be back on Saturday to fire. Bye-bye.